The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, September 11, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated the members of the Social Workers Program, a humanist project founded by historic leader Fidel Castro, which celebrated its 23rd anniversary last Sunday. On the social network X, the president wrote that this celebration comes at a time of renewal of social work in Cuba and that we count on the social workers. Earlier on the same internet platform, Cuba's Prime Minister Manuel Marrero acknowledged the dedication and devotion with which this force, created to promote projects to help socially disadvantaged people, carries out its humanitarian work. In recent months, the president held meetings with a broad representation of this force, most of whom started when they were very young and today lead popular councils, including some who are deputies to the National Assembly of People's Power. Leaders and personalities from several countries have confirmed participation in the upcoming G77 plus China summit that will take place on September 15 to 16. Sources from the Cuban Foreign Ministry announced this Monday. The event is an opportunity to continue to advance in dialogue and agreement from the South and a broad and diverse space to agree on cooperation strategies vital in these times, the MINRAC stated on social networks. According to UN sources, the GN77 in China summit will represent a stage to listen to the voice of the Global South. The summit was convened by the Cuban president and pro tempore president of the bloc, Miguel Díaz-Canel, and will contribute to reinforce the unity of the member countries, as well as to decide on collective and practical actions in the effective confrontation of contemporary challenges. French Solidarity and Cooperation Associations made a joint petition on Saturday in support of the worldwide campaign against Cuba's inclusion on the unilateral U.S. list of countries sponsoring terrorism. Cuba Cooperación France, Cuba Coop, Cuba Linda, and France Cuba called to reach 1 million signatures in the initiative that demands Washington to exclude the island from that relationship in which it was reincorporated in January 2021 by then-President Donald Trump a few days before leaving the White House after his electoral defeat. His successor, Joseph Biden, has maintained the accusation against the largest Antillean island of alleged support for terrorism without justifying it, despite his campaign promises to review that decision. Cuba Coop, Cuba Linda, and France Cuba denounced Washington's hostile policy and demanded the unconditional lifting of the blockade. The National Ballet of Cuba will give a series of lectures, an encounter with dance, technique, expression, and styles to celebrate its 75th anniversary. The initiative, presented by the National Ballet of Cuba historian Miguel Cabrera, has been a constant work of the company for decades, promoted by Prima Ballerina Absoluta Liz Alonso to offer the art of ballet and the knowledge to appreciate it better to all Cubans. The first lecture will take place on Thursday, September 14, when Cuban dancers Nadil Estrada and Alejandro Alderete will participate. On Friday, the company will commemorate the 67th anniversary of a mass rally held by the Cuban Federation of University Students at the University of Havana's Juan Abrantes Stadium in support of Alice Alonso and the National Ballet of Cuba in 1956. And on September 22, a lecture will be held at the Ministry of Communications Theater, also in Havana, with a performance by ballet dancers Nadil Estrada and Alejandro Alderete. The National Network of Solidarity with Cuba in the United States published the official program of its annual meeting from October 13 to 15 in Boston, Massachusetts, under the motto Victory in Unity. In its call, the National Network of Solidarity invites the more than 50 organizations to make up the coalition and work to lift the United States blockade and to remove Cuba from the White House's arbitrary list of terrorism-sponsoring countries to join the event. In addition, it extends its call to students and young activists, workers, and all friends of Cuba to join the event, especially those who reside in nearby cities. The Solidarity Meeting, based at the University of Massachusetts, will have a Pan-African forum organized by the Department of African Studies of the Higher Educational Institution, which will focus on Cuba, Haiti, and the Caribbean. And the international agenda, we have that. Human rights activists will march against femicide and sexist violence in Ecuador this Monday. The mobilization will pay tribute to lawyer Maria Belén Bernal, murdered by her husband, former National Police Lieutenant Germán Cáceres. The march seeks to raise awareness in society so that they no longer continue to kill us, Bernal's mother, Elizabeth Octavalo, told Radio Pichincha. Lawyer Bernal disappeared on September 11, 2022. Her body was found 10 days later. Her husband, who confessed to the murder, remained a fugitive from justice for more than 3 months in Colombia, where he was captured on December 30, 2022. He was sentenced to 34 years and 8 months in prison on May 25. The case caused a great commotion in Ecuadorian society, impacted politics, and raised questions about police training, since the murder evidently took place within the higher police school where Cáceres worked. The event also brought to light the situation of gender violence in Ecuador, where 332 femicides were reported in 2022, and there have been over 120 so far this year, according to statistics from social organizations. Meanwhile, the ongoing debates in the Panamanian parliament on the contract signed between the government and Minera Panama sparked new demonstrations from social organizations that demand its rejection by the lawmakers. The deliberations at the Commerce and Economic Affairs Commission were moved to the capital after a consultation in the towns of Donoso and Omar Torrijos, and in La Pintada, where the subsidiary of the Canadian transnational company First Quantum Minerals, FQM, is located, amid a growing wave of protests against agreement. Members of the Single National Union of Construction and similar industry workers surrounded the FQM facilities and demanded that the pact be annulled because it harms national sovereignty. Vigils and cultural rallies outside the parliament will also be held throughout this week to denounce the damage to nature caused by open-pit metal mining. The protesters will also go to the Canadian embassy in Panama to repudiate the agreement, and if there is a second debate, there will be a national march like the one held on September 5, which ended with repressive actions by the police to disperse the demonstrators, many of whom were students. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.